produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on Carla's Pearls of Wisdom. I am so excited and delighted. I have a very, very, very special lady in the hopper for today's show. When you all get off the line, you are just going to be blown away by the great information that that Lady Krista Tucker is going to give us. So let me let you all know ahead of time, go on ahead right now while I'm talking, get you a piece of paper and get you a pen. She's going to have some very good information for you all who are mothers, fathers, parents, guardians of high school students. This last year was a very tumultuous year for parents, teachers, guidance counselors, students, with the coronavirus just shaking up our school system. Lady Tucker is come here today to talk to us about how we can get back on track. She's going to make sure and give us some information on getting back on track with our children from this last school year. We had a lot of unexpected things to happen with the virus, with the weather all over the world, not just here in Texas, but all over. So we're going to jump right in. We're going to pray, and we're going to get started. Make sure you have your pens and your pencils. The Bible says you should obtain wise counsel. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. So that's what we're going to do today. Iron's going to sharpen some iron. Lady Tucker is our wise counsel for today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, Lord God, we just want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you're doing in our lives, Lord God. No matter where we are in the world right now, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. We praise you, we glorify you, and we just lift you up. Open our heads, our hearts, our minds, our spirit to what you have for us, dear God, on today. We are your maid servants, Lord God, just two of your maid servants out here doing your ministry, your work, and your will. We ask that you just continue to bless and keep Lady Josie and Josie's Inspirations and Kayla and Kayla Padgett Radio. Thank you so much, dear God, for the opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, Lady Krista Tucker, welcome.
This is your
first time on Carla's Pearls of Wisdom. So we're excited that you come on today. First of all, just introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from, where you went to school, anything else that you would like to tell us about yourself.
Oh, okay. I will. Well, first of all, today, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm excited to be here today and to share my pearls of wisdom that I have for you. I am originally from a very small town in West Texas, Big Spring, Texas. I was born and raised in Big Spring. I lived in Houston for a brief moment, but I did come back to Big Spring, attended for my undergrad education. I attended Southern University in New Orleans. I did, again, come back to West Texas, and I got received a master's from the University of Texas in Permian Basin in school counseling. And currently, I am a doctoral student at Texas Tech University. And I am passionate. I am passionate about education, and I am passionate about, just education in general. But I am especially passionate about students that look like me, because sometimes we can, it's not like we're left behind. We need a little push, because we also have to think about post-secondary and what that leads us and how that's going to look.
And for post-secondary in America, because this radio show is all over the world, so post-secondary in America includes college, whether that's junior college, the university, local college, or a specialty school if someone wants to go into HVAC training or something like that as well.
Exactly.
Do you all consider military post-secondary, or what's after high school?
Military. Mm-hmm. Military is post-secondary. You know, and really, because I have a current student, he has joined the, I'm not sure what branch it is. I want to say it is the it's a reserve branch, and I can't think of off the top of me. But as he signed up in spring of his junior year, so senior year, he is actually labeled as a soldier. So he has all the rights and responsibilities of as a soldier, and he is starting to build up his years of his retirement years. And not only that, you know, since he is a soldier, since he's in the reserve, that he's starting to acquire that financial aspect of it. So
he's already getting paid.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Yes, ma'am.
And see, things like that, that's what we are not necessarily always told. And is he second or third generation military?
I want to say, if I recall, I think he's first generation.
Okay.
I want to say he's first generation. And he is so passionate about this. He researched it, and you know, in everything, and it's really beneficial for him. He's taking classes. I mean, he has really engaged himself in this. And not only is he doing that, but he's taking dual credit classes in addition to that. So once he graduates, and once he gets full fledged into what he can be commissioned as an officer right after he graduates.
Let me ask you this. Realistically, the earlier a child determines what he or she wants to do with their future, the better off they are, because in that aspect, with you being a guidance counselor, you can guide them into what the next steps are and what their options are in the future, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's like you said, the earlier because I always think about financial fluency. You know, and we want to establish
now
that.
Explain that to the listeners, what financial fluency means.
Well, to me, you know, I think it we can define that differently for each person.
Okay.
But to
okay.
me, it is what you, how you're going to, what the financial stability you're going to have after you leave the confines of your parents.
Gotcha.
And their household. And how you're going to transcend through that, your family. You know, once you decide to become, you know, a parent or once you decide to become a husband or a wife or something like that, how that's going to transcend beyond the financial stability of your parents.
How
we can get beyond that. And it's so important. That is, it's so important because how long is that fluency going to occur? And that's something that we have to think about, because you don't want to think about it the day you graduate, because you know, it's going to be too late.
You have to think about that,
you know, because sometimes, I have parents so often, they're like, oh, it's too early to start thinking about, you know, my ninth grade parents, it's too early to start thinking about what I'm going to do. No, it's not.
No, ma'am. And I am the parent of a college freshman and the parent of a ninth grader and the parent of a third grader. We just going to say thank you, Jesus, that we got that 10-year span. We got that 10-year span. But my freshman in college is already preparing for not where I'm going to be in 5 years, but where I'm going to be in 10 years. And how
exactly.
do I see myself 10 years down the road? And the high school is, I want to own my own gym. So if I want to own my own gym and I'm 14, what does that look like at 24?
Now, yes.
So I've already graduated college, so I have to prepare. I need to pick a school that's going to afford me the experience of physical training, physical exercise, kinesiology, if that's what I want to study, physical therapy.
But in addition to that,
all of those options.
You need to start thinking about high school courses that would prepare you for that as well.
Yes. Yeah, those high school courses, medical terminology, if I'm going to go into physical therapy and have a physical therapy gym. You know, and
yes,
even
ma'am.
If the oldest daughter, my oldest daughter wants to be a history teacher, what types of classes and what types of coursework do I need to take? And there are some schools, and I was quite thrilled when she said she had already researched it, but there are some schools, there are some schools that actually don't even offer history as a major. And I'm telling her, look at such and such. Look at such and such. She's like, ma, they don't even have history as a major there. So you have to keep your options open. And she said she wants to be a history professor. So in order to be a college history tenured professor, you have to go and get your doctorate. You have to get your undergraduate degree, your master's degree, and your doctorate degree. And she knows the steps that you have to take. And it's like you were saying, the sooner you know, the better you can make a wise decision on what needs to transpire next. But look, Sister Tuck, listen to me, Sister Tuck.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me ask you this. Tell us about the ACT and the SAT and what the differences are, and then tell us how the colleges look at those scores, you know, what the highest that you can make on each one of those tests, and the way those scores are looked at by the universities.
Well, you know, that's an extremely hard question to answer because different colleges are looking at different things.
Okay.
And one thing I tell my kiddos, I tell them this over and over again, I don't care what college it is. It can be Harvard or it can be UT Dallas. It can be any college. Your institutions do not, under any circumstances, want a campus full of valedictorians.
Great.
I want you to think about the ACT.
But they have to have well-rounded students.
Yes, they want to have well-rounded students. They want to have well-rounded students because they don't want to have a student that goes to class, to the library, to the dorm, back to class, to the library, to the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the SAT and SAT, the ACT and SAT, you know, it really depends, you know, and I always
let's go back
advise,
to what does ACT stand for?
Actually, they don't stand for anything.
Okay.
Back in the day, back in our days, they used to stand for something.
Okay.
You know, they were acronyms for anything, but now that's you know, all in the past. But they are standardized tests for college admissions. And at one point, it was said that if you are successful on these tests, that's an indication of your success in college. That's what, because you know, although these institutions don't want a campus full of valedictorians, they do want students that are going to complete their degrees in 4 years.
Okay.
Now, going back to the SAT and ACT, again, we are in a different type of season. You know, we have different seasons. And right now, we are in the COVID season.
Okay.
So a lot of your institutions, and I just, we got an email today about UT Austin. A lot of your institutions are making the ACT and the SAT optional.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So what that says is, though, since those tests are optional, then your other filters, and I say filters as in that other stuff, has to be on point.
Oh,
your
okay.
academic,
so your community service,
your leadership,
your other classwork, all of that has to be on point.
It has to be on point. Your classwork, your academics, your GPA, your relationship with your counselor, because guess what they're going to ask for? A recommendation.
Yes. And that's one of the most important things.
So all of that, those items, and another thing that they're looking for, and because GPA is important, they're looking for consistency. They don't want you to play basketball your ninth grade year and then you never play basketball again. They're looking for consistency. They want to see that you play basketball 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade year. They're looking for leadership. They want to see that in that you had a leadership role in the Business Professionals of America. They want to see that you had a leadership role your junior year, your senior year. You know, they want to see, and how I always think about it in my mind is diversity. How can I make this campus more diverse? Whether it is as race or whether it is in my abilities, how can I contribute to any campus I go to, whether it is UT Austin or whether it is Collin Community College?
Now, let me let you all know, too, Lady Tucker has mentioned UT several times. UT stands for University of Texas. So they have University of Texas school system, as many states have, University of North Carolina college system, the University of California college system, where all of the schools are state-supported schools, correct?
Exactly. Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Perfect. Well, all right. Well, now that those tests are optional, and I also understand
let me they're optional because only because of the season we're in right now.
Okay.
Right now, the colleges are only optional until the entering of fall of 2022. Now, after that, it may change, it may not. But that is our current environment based on the space that we're the space we're in that right now. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Now, let me ask you this: when is the next offering for the SAT? Is it the second weekend in March, the second Saturday in March?
Yes. And my campus, I am. That's another thing I do. As a counselor, I wear many, many hats. And one thing that I do is I am a SAT site coordinator.
Okay.
So when the SAT is offered nationally, we also offer the SAT on our campus.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you this, too. Have you, and this is a very serious question, during the COVID season within the last year, you and I have talked before about just this year being so tumultuous, not just for the students, but for the family, the teachers, the administration, even the superintendent. Everything has just been topsy-turvy, upside down, spinning in loops, having to make quick decisions. Have you had to deal with the student as well as with the family on one-on-one type issues that may occur, not just seeking counseling for career or college, but just in general?
Oh, yes. This has been a rough year. It's been a rough year for teachers. It's been a rough year for administration. It's been a rough year for counselors. I mean, it has been a rough year for, you know, our kiddos. It's rough. And if I have any advice to offer, because I know sometimes in our community, and when I say our community, I mean that of the African American community, we're kind of reluctant to seek therapy.
Okay.
And right now, it is much needed. Our kids are struggling.
Okay.
Our teachers are struggling. And if the teachers are struggling, our kiddos are struggling. So what we need to do is make sure that first of all, because before we can really address that academic need, we need to make sure that their social emotional needs are met.
Okay.
Because I can't sit. How can a student sit in a classroom and be fully engaged academic-wise, when they go home, and it's all, we don't know what they're going home to.
Gotcha.
So, if you know of someone that, and that's not something we should deter from. You know, I've had to even get to the point where, and I'm a counselor. I've had to get to a point where I'm raising my hand. I need therapy. I need someone to talk to. You know, and it comes in many realms. I need spiritual therapy. You know, my spiritual therapy. I need physical therapy where I exercise. And then I need that social emotional therapy where I go to someone, I go to some kind of therapist and say, and just talk, you know, just talk. you know, we do. We talk to our Heavenly Father. You know, we pray, and that's that spiritual engagement. But we also have to have that social emotional engagement as well.
And I just want to say thank you so much for being so transparent. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because you and I talked, I think, back in April or May, right after the pandemic started. You were like, look, I've been in this house for 2 weeks. I want to get out of this house. I've been in here for 2 weeks. It's time to get out.
Wait. You holding back. What did I do? You holding back. What did you do? Remember
no,
what
in
I did?
April. What'd you do in August?
You know what I did. I checked in the hotel and I turned off all electronics.
That's right. That's exactly right. So that's what we need to do every now and then. And I am a big proponent of that. Get you a hotel room. Turn off all the electronics.
I turned off all electronics. Everything. I needed that. I'm originally from
North Carolina, and I am used to just getting in a car and going to the beach. So in living in Dallas, I don't have that. I don't have that luxury of just getting in a car going to the beach. But what we do have is swimming pools. There are pools everywhere. So in the summertime, that is that one luxury that I have is actually going and putting my feet in some water. So, and whatever your release is, whether it's engaging in a book or sitting outside, you have to do it. You absolutely have to do it. And I heard a lady talking about a book that she read, that she was encouraging us to read about what millionaires do before 5 o'clock in the morning and things that they do when they first get up in the morning, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, is they engage spiritually, just like you were saying. They engage in physical activity. They exercise. They read. So by the time the rest of the world is awake, you know, the 6 o'clock crew, then the 7 o'clock crew, then the 8 o'clock crew, by the time we all are getting up, they have already been up and concentrated on those areas. So those are the things that I would like to leave with you all today, is to make sure that you're getting up early, you're going to bed early, getting up early, getting your rest, engaging with God, engaging with others, being physically engaged, financially and economically engaged. For those people that listen to this broadcast that are in the Texas area or anywhere in the United States for that matter, if you are hungry during this COVID season, please email me, Carla, C-A-R-L-A, at CarlaJOles.com, or go to CarlaJOles.com and send me a message, or send it through the prayer request. Click on prayer request and send it, and that way I'll get it. So, Lady Krista Tucker, do you have any closing words for us for today?
You know what? I do not. Not that I can think of, but just to reiterate, you know, it's important. It's important not to only feed yourself spiritually, but mentally and physically.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for sharing your nuggets, your jewels and your gems and your nuggets about preparing for the future and how we can continue to keep our children engaged and alert, even though they may be learning virtually or they may be learning in the classroom face-to-face. They still need to continue to prepare for this upcoming school year, and not just this upcoming school year, but the school years to come and the years to come as well, because we're not preparing our children for a day. We are preparing our children for a lifetime. So thank you so very much for coming. We're going to pray.
And thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, you are welcome to come back anytime. And the school where Ms. Tucker is the guidance counselor. They have coffee and coffee with the counselors. So whenever whenever you all have any types of those events or conversations that you find beneficial, just let me know and we'll come on and do a spot on the here on the show, on this platform. Thank you so, so much. Thank you so much, Kayla Padgett. We are praying for you and the radio broadcast. Thank you so much, Josie from Josie's Inspirations, for hosting us. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my website is www.carla, the letter J, Carla J. Olds, OLDS.com. If you'd like to send me an email, please do so through the portal, or you can send it via prayer request. Click on prayer request, and you can send me a note that way. I can also be found on YouTube, Carla J. Olds on YouTube, Carla J. Olds on Facebook, and, of course, the original Carla J. Olds on Instagram. Thank you so much for stopping by. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you once again today, O Lord, wherever we are in whatever part of the world we are in, we just thank you and praise you, O Lord, for all that you've done and all that you're doing in our lives, dear God. We thank you for Lady Krista Tucker this evening, O God. We ask you to continue to touch her heart, her mind, and her spirit as she goes out into the vineyard, literally into the fields, Lord God, and as her work is not just her work, Lord, but it's her ministry. It's her calling, Lord God. Continue to touch her and touch those that she will interact with, Lord God. Touch her mind, her body, and her spirit, Lord God. God, we ask you to touch every child, not just the children at the high school where she works, Lord God, but touch all of the children all over the world, everywhere, Lord God, from Europe to South America, from Africa to Asia, North America, of course, South America, Lord God. Just touch children everywhere, Lord God. God, meet them where they are. Meet their needs, Lord God, right where they are. Lord God, we just thank you that for everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do in our lives, Lord God. Continue to show us what we need to see, that how we may continue to glorify you. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lady Krista Tucker. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you.
See you next month. Goodbye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.